Did you know our new studio is almost ready? I can't wait to show it to you. It's massive and it has a very specific purpose that I'll talk about here today. Welcome to Brighteon Broadcast News for Thursday, October 16th, 2025. I know we're getting close to Halloween because I started hearing people talking about Halloween. And as I was joking that, you know, instead of giving out candy, you should give out thumb drives with a copy of my AI model. And tell the children, hey, you don't need candy when you have the encapsulation of all human knowledge at your fingertips on this thumb drive. And see how that goes over with the kids. You'll probably end up with toilet paper all over your trees. And then it'll rain. And it'll be a drippy, slushy mess. Because if there's one thing children do not understand, it's the value of knowledge over candy. Right? But just in case you want to download our model, a big announcement here. We have it now available at the open source model repository for the whole world. It's called huggingface.co, huggingface.co. There are, I don't know, millions of models available there. Our organization is called CWC Labs, and our model is CWC Mistral Nemo 12B version 2 Q4KM. That's the 4-bit quantization with the KM algorithm for that quant, in case you're wondering. You can find that link at brightu.ai/downloads. And you can just download the model either straight from Hugging Face or you can download it from us. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. Just use the online version, which is available for free at brightu.ai. And everybody's loving it, and I've got a long list of improvements to make to that interface. I can't wait to get it all done. It's going to be awesome. Also, I have completely retooled censored.news, which is one of our sites that I have recently improved with AI trends analysis. We were having some problems with, some miscategorization of articles and some bad trends and the audio narration not matching the trends and a number of other sort of annoying things. And I've made a lot of fixes, and hopefully today, if it doesn't crash, you'll see all that. So check out censored.news and check it multiple times a day for all the breaking news from independent media. We spider about 77 indie media websites in order to aggregate news and news trends. And every 30 minutes, there's an updated audio narration that you can click on and listen to the news. And I know that the audio narration script kind of sucked the last couple of days. It was stuck on vaccine misinformation nonsense. We have fixed that, and it should be better from here forward. But understand, these are always kind of works in progress. And if you see something wonky, don't conclude that I've lost my mind or anything. It's just I'm trying to get the algorithms to work in alignment with the vision that I have for this site. But the bottom line is I want to bring you an easy, convenient way to get the best independent media news all in one place very quickly so that you could just glance at it. Maybe in 60 seconds, you can know what's happening, what's important, anything big breaking today. You know, that's what censored.news is all about. So keep checking it out, and it will keep getting better. Also, we're going to add new features to it. That will be all kinds of, you know, fun stuff coming. I can't wait. And then finally, if you haven't yet used the wellness coach, which is at brightu.ai, if you just scroll down a little bit on the home page there, you'll see the wellness coach, which is our pro natural health, pro nutrition chatbot / advisor. And then we have a financial coach there that loves to talk about gold and silver, which I do too. Huh, that's an amazing coincidence, since it's trained on all of my interviews. And then we also have an ingredients analyzer there. So you can key in any ingredients you want from even a cosmetic product, a personal care product, a food, fast food, even, I don't know, pesticides or something. Just feed ingredients into that box there, and it'll tell you all about those ingredients, why they're good or bad, Do they have curative properties? Are they toxic? Are there alternatives? You know, all of these things. You can get that there with the Ingredients Analyzer. And these are all free tools that you can use every single day. And there's much more coming. Much more coming. I've got two big projects in my pockets. They're so heavy, I think my pockets are going to break. I might have to patch together new pockets. I mean, I can't wait to roll these things out. They're so substantial. It's a very exciting time to be alive, that's for sure. Now, we're using AI technology, as you know, to help empower humanity with censored knowledge. We're using AI for decentralization of information in order to bypass censorship and bring you truths that perhaps have been covered up by the mainstream media, and to try to counter media lies and false narratives in the media, etc. So we're putting it to good use. And we're always looking for more compute capability to add to our infrastructure. And by compute, what I mean is these microprocessors that are in the format of graphics cards, or GPUs as they're called, graphics processing unit. And 2 days ago, NVIDIA just announced a brand new thing. They call it an AI supercomputer on your desktop. It's a small box-looking thing. It's smaller than a toaster. It's about the size of a thick Bible, actually. It's about a Bible-sized thing. But it's filled with demons. I'm kidding. Some people think AI is filled. Like, if you open the box, demons come out. But the only thing I've seen coming out of those boxes is a lot of heat. They do generate a lot of heat, which can seem demonic in the summer. But this new device is called the GDX or RD. All their products sound the same, but it's called Spark. It's like DXG Spark or something like that. DGX, maybe that's it. Something Spark. And this device, which was announced in January of this year, and I talked about it earlier this year, this device is an AI supercomputer in a very small form factor that doesn't use much electricity. And because it has a lot of unified RAM on it, 128 gigabytes, you can train some really large models on this device, much larger than what we've been training. You know, we trained a 12 billion parameter model that we just released. But on this device, you could train a 70 billion parameter model, although it would take quite a bit of time to do so. But there are other models that are kind of in the mid-range of that, you know, 24 billion parameters or 32 billion or whatever. So this product launch is a pretty big deal. Well, it turns out that these devices are extremely difficult to get. And if you try to buy one right now, you're going to find that they're sold out everywhere. Or a lot of the resellers have never even heard of it yet. I found that to be funny. But it turns out that I had joined the NVIDIA waitlist back in, I guess it was late January, right after CES, when Jensen Huang gave a speech and he announced this thing, which was, it was initially called Digit. And it turns out Digit's a kind of a horrible name. So they went with Spark. And I was on the waiting list to be able to order one, so I opened up my email today, and sure enough, NVIDIA said, hey, we've got one reserved for you. Do you want to buy it? And I'm like, yeah, yes. And even though they had announced it at $3,000 in January, the price today was $4,000. So I just figured, well, inflation, you know, I'm making up for it with all the value increase in gold and silver anyway. I mean, this box only costs one gold coin, essentially, at this point, because gold's $4,200 an ounce plus. So am I willing to trade an ounce of gold for this AI supercomputer? You bet I am. Like, how many times can I do that? Well, it turns out there's a limit of one. So I bought the one. NVIDIA's merchant account, or their e-commerce site, crashed because so many people were trying to buy them, apparently. The whole thing crashed. I had to keep trying. I finally got it to go through. So I did get my order placed, and they say they're shipping it out, and I'll get it next week. And of course, you're going to hear about it. I'll show it to you, and we'll find out if it's any good. Now, of course, we're using AI tools, whatever we can get our hands on, to achieve extraordinary things for the decentralization of knowledge. And if you haven't yet used our current AI engine at brightu.ai, please understand, you can ask it for cancer cures. You can ask it for side effects of pharmaceuticals. You can ask it very complex health questions, actually. And it's very good at answering them. I've seen other people's questions that they're asking because you can choose to make your question and answer public if you wish after you see the answer. There's a button there that says, like, make this public and share it with everybody, which anonymizes it. Like, nobody knows who asked which question, by the way. It's all private. But I saw some people asking questions like about, one person had a daughter, I think, with like spine problems or very, very little cushioning between the vertebrae. Like, what can they do to take care of their health? And the answer was amazing. It gave all these answers of all kinds of different things, from body movement to, you know, alternative and complementary care to nutrition and some topical treatments, all kinds of things, including, you know, Egoscue type of movements like Pilates and yoga, stretching and body rolling and things like that. I was like, wow, this is great. This is the kind of answer that I would give. And that's kind of the whole point. I mean, we wanted a language model that would answer like the way you and I think, which of course I believe is the, you know, the only rational way to think. I mean, everybody else wants to run to a painkiller drug. So, you know, your back hurts. So take opioids, you know, go see a doctor and then take opioids. No, that's not a good answer. Actually, there's a far better series of answers. And that's what our AI engine does. It gives you these vastly superior answers. So feel free to use it. I think you're going to absolutely love it. Okay, now, let me get to my new studio project. This is something we've been working on for, what's it been, 10 months or maybe more. I mean, we had to pour this massive concrete pad, you know, order the steel building, obviously erect the building, build it out with all the insulation, you know, electrical infrastructure, the whole deal, right? And then build the studio inside that with the stage and the lighting and the control room and all the Ethernet with the fiber optics connections and this and that. And this building, I've shown you a video of this a few weeks ago with my dog, Rhodey. I showed you how big it is. It's got a massive empty concrete floor. And part of the use of that large area is it's going to be a robot testing ground for the purpose of evaluating robots that can help us live in a more decentralized manner. Now, just to be clear, I am not a fan of robots that, let's say, that are controlled by the cloud. Because I've seen iRobot, you know, and I've read it. Things go wrong when the robots are cloud controlled. I want a locally controlled, like an open source robot that's just running its own local code. I don't want it to be spying on me and uploading video to whatever company made the robot, right? So I will be, of course, mindful of that. But I want to find out, how soon can we have robots that will do practical things for us? So we intend to acquire these more affordable robots kind of on the lower end of cost, you know, something that a typical person could afford, which I don't know, I suppose with financing, people are going to spend as much on robots as they do on cars. They'll just make a monthly payment for their robot, you know, to do the dishes and fold the laundry and whatever else. But we're going to test these robots with real world skills. I've said this before, like pulling weeds and moving dirt with a shovel and a wheelbarrow, you know, but definitely doing laundry. Yeah, we're going to set up a laundry station there and find out if a robot can do laundry and then whether it can do dishes. Because these are really, these are complex tasks. If you think about it, it requires a lot of, you know, manual manipulation and grabbing clothes, which clothes are very difficult objects for robots to understand because they keep changing shape. You know, these morphing cotton devices, you know, it's not like a cardboard box that just always is a box. It's like, you know, you pick up your clothing and then suddenly it changes shape. So we want a robot to be able to, let's say, take a bag of groceries out of the car, walk it into the house, and put away the groceries in a way that makes sense, where like the frozen food goes in the freezer, you know, not the pantry. But the canned food goes in the pantry. And then, you know, fresh grapes or whatever go into the refrigerator. You get the idea. And ultimately, we want a robot that can make a smoothie. That's going to be a big day at the Brighteon Studios. If we can get a robot to make an avocado smoothie, like the ones that I'm always making, man, that's utopia right there. Get a robot to put together, you know, frozen bananas and avocados and whey protein and turmeric powder and everything. That'd be pretty awesome. I'm not sure that's going to be possible for a couple of years, frankly, because it's a complex task, but we'll see. And you know what? That building is big enough. We could do drone experiments in there. Frankly, we could do drone races, but that's not something that's, a focus of my work. I'm not just, you know, interested in technology for the sake of tech. I'm interested in technology to help you live a more free life. I want you to be able to grow more of your own food. I want you to be able to amplify your effort. I want you to have access to knowledge through AI language models, etc. Robots can play a role, but we have to be very cautious to make sure they don't turn against us. So I will have a 12-gauge shotgun in the studio available at all times, just in case the robot gets out of hand. And we'll make sure the robot can't get to that shotgun in some clever way. Or, you know what? I'll just bring my Dawson Knives sword, my battle sword. How about that? Might have to fight the robot with a sword. Go medieval on it, you know? Also, I can't wait to see what my dog Rhodey does with these humanoid robots. That should be interesting. We may find out if robots can walk with one leg. Instead of bipedal, they might be monopedal bots. Hopping robots, basically, is what's going to be left. Yeah, it's going to be a very expensive day of dog damage right there. But the key to all of this, this is something that I consistently teach, is that we have to make sure that we don't become enslaved by technology, but rather we function as the master of the technology that serves us, right? So you don't want to become a slave to your television, although some people do. You want to use a TV or a display wisely, you know, to educate you or perhaps to entertain you, but not to consume your life. And the same thing is true with both AI as well as robots. So whenever we have robots, I'm going to be teaching principles like, hey, this doesn't mean that you could just sit on the couch and avoid all work, because it's important to get outside, right? It's important to touch the dirt. It's important to know how to garden and grow your own food. And then as you master those skills, you can amplify that effort with a robotic helper that may or may not be any good at its particular jobs, because I'm sure the early versions will completely suck. But that's the goal here is, you know, we tell the robots what to do. We tell the agents what to do in software. We tell the AI what to do. We are the architects. We are the builders. We are the idea people. We tell them what to do. It's kind of like, you know, my dog Rhodey, he's a security dog. He's a very capable Belgian Malinois, you know, insanely athletic, insanely fast, can leap up trees and all kinds of things, right? He's got these incredible skills that I don't have. It's kind of like AI. AI knows everything about physics, everything about, you know, the history of chemistry, everything about, well, most of the knowledge of humanity. I don't have all that knowledge, but my dog doesn't have great judgment about when is it the appropriate time to do something, you know? Should I be barking now? He looks at me for guidance. Same thing's true with AI. The AI doesn't have good judgment. It's got a lot of great knowledge and it's got reasoning skills, but it doesn't have judgment because it doesn't have that human heart that you have, you know, that the mind, the consciousness, the soul. So it's your job to be the guide, to have the discernment, to make the decisions and give commands to these automated systems that are going to increasingly populate our world. There's just no getting around that. They're going to be everywhere. And if you don't learn how to interact with them in an intelligent way, then, you know, life is going to be pretty confusing. And some people might even end up being, you know, intimidated by them because they don't understand how to control them, how to direct them, how to talk to them. But, you know, robots have no judgment. They have skills, but no judgment. So same thing with AI agents and so on. They have no judgment. And, you know, I've been working with a lot of AI teams, you know, agentic programmers on various projects like Sensor.News. And one of the things I learned in building Sensor.News, and remember, I'm the only human engineer on that project. This was actually a test case to see if I could build it with AI. I found out that the AI agents didn't exercise a lot of judgment in, for example, database schema, database design structure. Like, for example, they forgot to index the columns that you would obviously want to index. So I had to tell them that, you know, it's kind of like telling your dog, like, no, don't eat that. You have to tell it about, you know, caching content and how frequently should it recache the content in order to reduce database queries, reduce the DB load. You know, you have to be the one with the judgment of what you want to do. And, you know, in the probably the initial wave of robots coming into people's homes, you'll talk to your robot and say things like, you see that pile of clothes over there? I want you to wash those clothes. And the robot will drag them outside, throw them in the yard, and start watering them down with your garden hose. And you're like, what are you doing? And you know, you told me to wash your clothes, you know. Okay, you need to be more specific. No, I meant put them in this machine inside, and then, you know, you got to show it what to do, etc. So this is going to be a very rich source of comedy and comedy videos, that's for sure. And I was interviewing Matt Kim just 2 days ago, and I think I'm going to play that interview for you tomorrow, I think. Matt Kim's a great guy. He's very knowledgeable, and we were talking about robots and, you know, all the applications, but also all the pitfalls. And we were talking about hacking or mind-wiping robots. So let's say you get a robot from, you know, Tesla, and it's got its internal brain, you know, it's got its memory, it's got its operating system. Well, it's not going to take long for some really clever people to figure out how to plug into that and just rewrite it, you know, just like you flash a Google Pixel phone to make it a de-Googled phone. Oh, which reminds me, oh gosh, I forgot to tell you this. This is so cool. Remember the Above Phone company? Hakim. So, and you know, we're a big fan of abovephone.com, and they gave us a discount code too. You know, you can use discount code Ranger, you'll save money. But anyway, they took our new model and they put it on their phones, and it's working. And they put it on their laptops, and it's working there too. So apparently, if you buy a phone or a laptop from them now, and the laptop doesn't run Windows, you know, totally different privacy-oriented operating system. It's a version of Linux, but it looks like Windows. It's kind of, you know, it's got a friendly interface and so on. But the phones, they take Google Pixel phones and then they mind wipe them, and then they install a completely de-Googled operating system. So it doesn't even have Google Play on it. It's got no Google code whatsoever. So you have real privacy. Well, now those phones, or shortly, those phones will ship with our Enoch AI model on the phone, plus voice recognition that he demonstrated in the last interview that he did in my studio, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or whatever that was. So you'll be able to just hold up your phone to talk to it. It recognizes what you're saying. It does it all locally. It doesn't use the cloud. It's local, you know, speech to text. And then that becomes the query for the AI model, which is our model, you know, our Enoch model. And apparently the speed is outstanding. And on the phone, in some cases, it's up to 50 tokens per second, which I was only expecting 10 to 15 tokens per second. But Hakim tells me, I haven't seen it myself, but he tells me it's blazing fast on the phones. And the laptops also have about the same speed. Now, this is a 4-bit quant model, which makes the speed faster also, and it takes up less RAM. It's still a 7-gigabyte model, but these phones have, I don't know, what do they ship with, like 16 gigs or something? So It's running on the phones. So how cool is that? But anyway, back to my robot mind wiping story. So, you know, right now the above phone company, they take Google phones and they mind wipe them and they put a non-Google operating system on them. You're going to find people doing the same thing with robots. So you'll buy a robot from China, you know, from whatever, because there's like 100 companies in China that are making really good robots that aren't even very expensive. They might cost like $5,000 to $10,000 US, which is not bad for a robot if it can do things. And, you know, it'll come with this built-in operating system, whatever that is, you know, written in China. Maybe it's got a spy component on it. Who knows? But you'll mind wipe that and you'll install, you know, the homegrown, like, you know, Pro Liberty OS for the robo droid or whatever. And then from that point forward, it's running your software and now it's your robot. But the question that Matt Kim and I were talking about is, what happens when somebody nefarious does this and they buy like 12 robots and then they mind wipe them and they turn them into like suicide bombers or something, you know, like they put suicide vests on them and send them into, you know, movie theaters or restaurants or stadiums or whatever. You know, very quickly you can start to see that there's going to be some bad actors or even just straight up terrorists that are going to turn robots into lethal weapons in some way. Like, you know, they'll stand on a bridge over an interstate and fling themselves onto somebody's car or, you know, through the windshield or who knows what. I mean, just a robot running in traffic can cause fatalities, not to mention a robot actually going insane with a machete, let's say, you know, flailing robot machetes, not good. So, you know, you can see, or even firearms for that matter. Can you imagine the devastation of a robot that is taught to operate, you know, even just like a pistol with rapid fire and reloading, and, you know, some terrorist minded person sends the robot out with, you know, like 20 Glock magazines or something, and maybe an armored vest or something. I don't know. But I tell you what, the minute the cops and the SWAT team see that it's a robot, well, they're not going to hesitate to open fire on it. That robot's going to get ventilated very quickly. But until that moment happens, it can do a lot of damage. So you're starting to realize that there's going to be, you know, well, a lot of laws, right? A lot of government controls and, you know, safety. Because in AI, safety is not as big of a deal because, you know, it can't reach out from the screen and choke you to death, you know, because it's just software. But when you're dealing with robots, totally different thing. You know, you can put a pillow over your face when you're sleeping or something like that. Or grab your kitchen knives and go to town. Not good. So there's going to be all kinds of different rules and regulations and accidents. There's going to be accidents. And then there's going to be malicious actors that turn robots into weapons to go in and, you know, harm people or to destroy or sabotage businesses or things like that. So it's going to be a pretty wild future, that's for sure. And you're going to see groups of people who are either in the pro-robot camp or the anti-robot camp. And, you know, the pro-robot people will run the gamut from, you know, the technocratic elite and the big tech people and probably people like me who want to use robots for decentralization and off-grid living, sustainability, things like that. And then you're going to have the anti-robot groups. You're going to have anti-robot protests big time. So the anti-robot groups are going to be like, number one, the Christians, or at least some Christians who think that robots are Satan. Secondly, you're going to have just the pro-humanists who are completely opposed to the robotic takeover of jobs in society, which is very understandable because robots are going to take over a large number of jobs in society. You're going to have, in the anti-robot side of things, you're going to have the safety people who are going to highlight all the dangers of robots and all the accidents. You know, it stepped on my dog. You know, everything that a robot does wrong, it's going to be on a website somewhere. You know, like robothazards.com or something, and it's going to show all the things that robots have done wrong, which may or may not have been, you know, set up by humans in order to film that and get some clickbait out of it, right? You're going to see like robot torture videos too, probably. It's going to be crazy, like robot beheadings. I mean, seriously, this is going to get weird because people are mentally ill, you know, by the way, people are mentally ill all over the place. I did a podcast last week that said everybody's in a cult except you and I. It's kind of a funny title, but it's largely true. I mean, I don't know why everybody's gone mad, but I can see some anti-robot group lining up robots and like executing them with rifle shots in the back of their heads, you know, like Hamas just did, I think. You're going to see people doing that to robots, and it's going to initiate some big crazy stuff. And then as that continues, because you're going to have this very strong sort of corporate and government push for robotic automation to displace humans and take over a lot of human jobs. So you're going to have a lot of impoverished humans who once had jobs and now they've been displaced that are going to form robot execution squads. And they're going to run around society murdering robots. And then it's going to be very interesting in the courts to find out, you know, is that property damage? Is it homicide? You know, do robots have feelings? You're going to have all these arguments are going to come up. Did the robot suffer when you chopped its head off? These squads, are they, you know, are they hurting other innocent bystanders when they open fire on the robots with their AR-15s or whatever? You know, vigilante robot hunters, that is humans hunting robots, is what I mean. You're going to see that. And then you're going to see the counter argument, like robots need to be able to defend themselves. But what are you saying? You want to arm the robots? Because I don't want to arm the robots. That's the last thing that I want to see. But I bet you, you know, the government that is always trying to take away your gun rights, I bet you they will argue in favor of robots having guns as long as they can control them. Yeah. It's like Second Amendment for machines, but not you. I could see that happening. I could totally see that on CNN. Why robots need guns? Seriously. And then, of course, at some point, we're going to have robot enforcers of vaccine mandates. And it was years ago that I did a little parody video based off the, what's the movie with Matt Damon, where they have the orbital utopia in high Earth orbit, while back on Earth, it's a total crap hole run by robots. Yeah, everybody's enslaved by the robots. So I'm going to ask my editor if he can find that video so we dubbed in like a vaccine mandate voice, which was actually my voice that we altered for the robots. It was pretty funny. To my editor, if you can find that video, just go ahead and play that right here.
Citizen.
Morning, officer.
You visited the pharmacy today, but you still have failed to take the required COVID-19 vaccine. What were you getting at the pharmacy?
Hair products, mostly.
Vaccine violation.
Hey,
vaccine violation.
I'm going to work, man. There's nothing in the fucking bag.
CDC vaccine enforcement activated. Anti-vaxxers are threat level 5. Ah! Ah! No vaccine passport located. Schedule 4 relocation. All citizens must comply.
Oh, shit.
Report immediately to CDC quarantine transport. Thank you for your cooperation, citizen.
No, thank you.
All right, so in other words, things are about to get very, very interesting in the world of technology versus humans. Now, let's pivot here and let's talk about gold and silver versus dollars, because that's getting exciting also every single day. So as I'm recording this close to midnight, silver is over $53 now. It's just, I'm astonished. It, you know, it's going up a dollar or more per day on many days. And gold is $4,230 plus dollars, which is just, it's just astonishing. I don't know if this is overbought. I mean, there seems to be, frankly, a structural collapse of Western currencies. And I think the Western banking system is in real trouble at this point. I mean, I feel like we're just one trigger event away from a cascading systemic collapse or a structural collapse. And that event could be Trump's tariffs on China, if he allows those to get, you know, activated on November 1st. He's promising a 100% tariff on China, on top of all the other tariffs that already exist. The devastation from that could set off the collapse of the West, like literally the financial collapse, stemming from the dollar collapse, massive business indebtedness, and so on. I mean, the West is in real trouble here. The currency is in real trouble. And I even posted on social media today, I said, somebody called 911. The dollar is getting murdered by the metals markets. Because now it takes $4,230 to buy 1 ounce of gold. That used to be, what, $35 for 1 ounce of gold? And before that, it was $20. I mean, we're talking, you know, early 20th century. But even just, what, three and a half years ago, you could buy gold for less than $2,000 an ounce. Now it's more than double that. And you know how even just a couple years ago, if you talked about gold, people would roll their eyes like you're a conspiracy theorist on economics or something. Oh, gold, it's an ancient relic. Really? So why are all the central banks stockpiling it like their lives depend on it, huh? Well, now nobody's laughing at the gold bugs anymore, are they? Because the gold bugs are the new wealthy. Just like I said, I've been saying this for years, right? If you've been following my podcast, remember, I started this podcast in, November of 2020. So that means we're going on almost 5 years at this point. And the entire time, I've been advocating gold and silver for all the right reasons. All those reasons that I said over the last 5 years are here now, and nobody's laughing anymore. Well, except the people who have a lot of gold and silver, and they're laughing with joy. They're celebrating. But nobody is mocking the gold buyers, because I know a lot of people who bought loads of silver at $16, $17, $18 an ounce, and now that's $53 an ounce. But they're not even selling it yet, because they know it's going to go much higher. And it seems very feasible that silver could reach $100 an ounce this year or early next year. Now, don't take that as financial advice, because there will probably be some pretty sharp pullbacks along the way. But silver is in such high demand now. This is not just some speculative bubble. This is a structural demand for silver because of the massive investment in the construction of things like data centers, which use silver components everywhere. But also weapons, you know, cruise missiles and so on. They use a lot of silver. Solar panels, green energy devices, electric vehicles use silver. There's silver in all the things that are moving into high production. And the companies that are making these products, like missiles, they got to have their silver at any price, because silver is such a small percentage of the total product. It might be like 0.01%. So it doesn't matter what it costs to them, because they're marking up the missiles, you know, by tens of millions of dollars anyway, because the Pentagon has a $1 trillion budget to just waste on, you know, all kinds of fraud and bloat and whatever else. So these weapons companies are just buying silver, whatever the price. $50 an ounce? Okay. $70 an ounce? Yeah, no problem. $100 an ounce? Sure. Because they're selling the missile for $100 million anyway. They don't care. And the data centers, you know, they've got trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars pledged by companies and international investors and even some nations, pledging trillions of dollars of investment in data centers in the United States. Do you think they care what they're paying for the silver? No, they just need it. They need it to build the data centers to compete with China on the race to superintelligence. That's what that's all about. So this is a massive structural demand for silver that does not look like a bubble to me. It looks like a massive global shift in investment into supply chains and construction in certain types of things, you know, such as robotics and EVs and data centers that are just going to require a lot of silver and weapons. So how high the price goes, nobody knows, but it's not going to be $18 again. I'm confident about that. Of course, if you want to get gold and silver, I can't tell you if it's going to be cheaper next week or way more expensive. I honestly do not know. But if you want gold and silver, then visit our sponsor at metalswithmike.com. That will take you to Battalion Metals, which is our trusted partner for many, many years, that provide, you know, trusted formats from world-recognized mints at extremely competitive prices, very little markup, very little margin. You can sell metals back to them also at a very small spread, right? So they deal in large quantities at very low margin. And if you use discount code RANGER, then they will waive the shipping insurance fee, which will save you something on your purchases. So I don't know. My best advice on gold and silver is, if you think it's appropriate for you, just dollar cost average into it. Just buy a certain amount each month, month after month, so that the price that you paid over time is averaged out, you know, based on the dips and the rises in the price. You don't want to throw everything all in one big bet and hope that it's the right price. You know, it's just easier to do it month after month. And then after a period of time, you're like, wow, I'm sitting on a stack of gold and silver here, and it keeps going up in value. Imagine that. Also, today is the last day until midnight of the fall sale at the Health Ranger store. So just go to healthrangerstore.com/fall. /FALL, as in I've fallen and I can't get up. No, it's not about that, but it's all about home furnishings and organic beddings and sheets and pillows and things for your kitchen, things for your home, things for your bedroom and bathroom, like organic towels, and there's all kinds of hemp and, you know, good stuff like that on sale, special discounts through midnight tonight at healthrangerstore.com/fall. Now, for today's interview, we've got a great interview with Jonathan Otto, who has a new docuseries that begins running, I think, does it start this Saturday? It's called Regenesis. And of course, the docuseries will run for free at brightu.com if you want to register for that and see the details there, brightu.com. And remember that brightu.ai is our AI engine. So, you know, it's the same domain name other than the extension. But Jonathan Otto talks about light, and we get into way more detail than our previous conversations. And I have found light therapy to be transformative. And for me, I mean, yeah, sometimes in the morning I get up and I turn on the infrared light machine and I get on the vibration plate and I'll do like 10 minutes right there with the light and the micro impact plate from Juvent, which is awesome also. And that's great. But on some days, especially if I'm getting up in a hurry to deal with something that's going wrong with censored.news, then I skip that. And then later in the afternoon, of course, I'm jogging. And I'm jogging in sunshine to get that light therapy, just in a pair of short shorts, basically, you know, just to get as much sun exposure all over my body as I can, because I know the power of light, the power of activating your healing mechanisms, your mitochondria, activating your neurology. You know, your brain works better when you're exposed to more light. And of course, you get more of a tan, build up some melanin, which protects you from 5G signals, it turns out. And we talk about that in this interview. Did you know that if you're pale white, you're way more vulnerable to 5G? But if you have a dark tan, it blocks over 99.99999%. I don't know how many nines is in there, but it's a lot of the 5G signals from penetrating your skin. Did you know that? Yeah, that's why people with darker skin, they're not as impacted by 5G. Seriously, but you know, pasty white skin people are really, you know, the 5G goes right through their skin and into their brains. And then they go loco. Ever notice that? I don't want to make this racial. I'm just saying that there's an advantage to having dark skin. There's a physical advantage. Not only is dark skin sunscreen, that's the whole point of it, but it's also screening against 5G cell towers. Did you know that? It's like you're living with a Faraday bag all over your skin, but it's your skin color. How cool is that, right? Now, Trump, he's more orange, so I don't know how orange affects the electromagnetic signals. That's a good question. Orange man may or may not have protection against 5G, but black man does for sure. And like Latino lady, she's got some protection too. And Chinese people do, but only if they go out in the sun, which they hate to do. For some reason, all Asians want to be as pale white as possible. I know this because I know Asian culture. They think it's downgrading to look dark skinned because, well, that's the way laborers look, you know, really dark skin. Personally, I wish I had darker skin because I want more, 5G signal protection. And I am getting darker skin from going out in the sun. I don't think, does it make me look impoverished or something? I don't think so. But that's what Asians think. That's why they carry umbrellas around. I don't know if you know this in China or Japan or in Korea sometimes. You know why women especially carry umbrellas when it's not raining? Okay, those of you who are Asians, you're laughing right now because you know, because your mom did this or your grandmother did this. Carried an umbrella on a sunny day. Why? To block the sun so that your skin stays as white as possible, because white skin was associated with the upper echelon of elite society all throughout Asia, which made them crazy because they lacked vitamin D. Yeah, that's why, you know, national leaders everywhere, they're insane for different reasons. You know, vitamin D deficiency in the case of Asia, or in the case of the United Kingdom, just being, you know, pedophiles. Or maybe I should say mercury snorting pedophiles, because they used to inhale mercury vapors in the history of England because they thought that was medicine. It would give you a rush of energy. Did you know that? If you were to snort mercury, which I do not recommend, it would give you a rush of energy. And they used to use that as a form of, you know, mainstream medicine. Hey, if the Journal of the American Medical Association existed back in the 18th century, they probably would have been sponsored by the Mercury Vapor Company. Surely the American Dental Association would have, because they're still installing mercury in children's teeth in the form of silver fillings, which contain more mercury than silver, it turns out. Yeah, go figure. All right, with that said, enjoy today's interview. Oh, one more thing. Let me remind you that rangerdeals.com is where we have links to all of our affiliate partners. And there you can also find our links to the Goldback Company. You can find our links to the Limitless Peptide Company. And a reminder, they've got the BPC-157 and the C-Max intranasal spray that I find to be just incredibly helpful for cognitive function. And the BPC-157 is what got me back to jogging. I was able to start jogging, 6 months ago, whatever it's been. And now I'm jogging almost 3 miles a day, which is taking me about 30 minutes because I'm not running a race. I'm actually listening to podcasts while I'm jogging, and I'm solving problems in my head and just kind of having a good time in the forest with the sunshine. But I'm running, you know, almost 3 miles now, and I couldn't run a quarter mile, you know, 6 months ago, or 8 months ago, whatever it was, because of some old injuries, martial arts injuries that I had. Well, I was able to overcome that with the help of course, the nutrition that I espouse myself, but also BPC-157. That was the thing that made the difference. And the way it works is it helps bring new blood vessels to old injuries and scar tissue to help rebuild and heal using your own blood. So it's pretty amazing. It is experimental, though. It's not an approved drug or prescription. You don't need doctor's permission, and it's not even sold for, you know, medical use. It's just sold for experimental analysis. So check it out. The link is there at Limitless, at rangerdeals.com. Click on the Limitless link, and you can find out about their peptides. They've been transformative for me. I can't say whether they're going to do the same thing for you. I don't know, but they've been life changers for me. Enabled me to get outside and jog in the sun and just have a great time. All right, now we're going to go to the Jonathan Otto interview here, which is all about light. You're going to love it. You're going to learn a lot. So enjoy, and I'll be back with you tomorrow. This is absolutely critical because we're living in a time of great revolutions in knowledge, but also revolution in healing. And we are moving away from the broken old system.
Everything got railroaded, everything got demonized, except for the petrochemical drug revolution. And as a result, the proposed solutions were often the death sentence themselves that would kill you quicker than the disease, like what we see with cancer, like what we see with chemo. And that's why we're encouraging people to use the tools that nature has provided, so that you can use tools that will actually regenerate and cause your organs to function normally.
Welcome to today's interview here on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and of course I'm known as the Health Ranger. And there's a big mistake that I made for decades about health. It was actually a giant gap in my knowledge. And even though I focused on nutrition and herbs and essential oils and natural cures, all kinds of natural remedies, including things like chlorine dioxide and colloidal silver and so on, the thing that I was missing, which I have since integrated, as you can tell by my skin tone now, is light. It's light. I was missing the light component of all of this. And today we're joined by an expert in light therapy who has also put together a really incredible mini documentary that will be streaming free of charge, as we always do, at brightu.com. It's called Regenesis. And yeah, there's the sign up screen right there. And it begins streaming free of charge on October 25th. So our guest, who is the creator of this and an expert in light therapy, is Jonathan Otto. Welcome, Jonathan. It's great to have you back on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Mike. Thank you for having me.
And you've got the red light just rocking right now already.
Yes, it is. But I'm not fully demonstrating it because I have my clothes on, but I'm not going to, change
that. You're not
going to
join us in the nude?
No, I think I could skip that for now, but okay. I think you get the point.
Well, but in all seriousness, when I jog in the sunlight, I'm as close to nude as I can get and still jog, So light everywhere is actually a great idea. And, what you have there is the next best thing to sunlight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are always getting people back to nature, back to the sun, back to the earth. And those two things to keep in mind, sunlight and grounding, which what you'll see in what technology, PEMF for grounding, sunlight is replicated in red light therapy. Absolutely. Full spectrum light in nature. Amazing. We always need it. And then what's fascinating is that I'll show some studies showing that red light therapy devices, the results that are coming from the clinical studies are so unbelievable when it comes to the amount of reversals of various conditions, whether it's cancer, autoimmune disease, thyroid conditions, so that you'll find that there is an element in which that red light therapy is superior because of the proximity, the ability to get close to that light and have it permeate and have the most healing frequencies go straight into your cells. And I'll show that. Like, for example, the thyroid Hashimoto's chronic autoimmune condition, that is, a 12-month study that showed 96% of the people in the study went from an enlarged thyroid to a normal-sized thyroid in a 12-month period. And thyroid is always exposed because people are, not many people are wearing turtlenecks all the time. So it's interesting that people are getting sunlight, but a lot of people are needing some of these therapies to turn around these conditions. And that's what you see in a study like this.
Well, of course, I'm always interested in those studies. I just want to, since you brought up different disease names, I just want to issue a regulatory disclaimer here that these products are not intended to treat, prevent, cure diseases, et cetera, because we live under the FDA. We live under a time of incredible censorship and tyranny in the United States. But I would encourage people to do research. And we've got our new Enoch 2.0 just launched at brightu.ai. And here it is. And you can ask it about red light therapy or anything else here. And Jonathan, and this engine has been trained on our previous interviews, as well as over 10,000 books on natural health, complementary medicine, and light therapy, including infrared therapy and so on. So it's the only engine in the world that is able to talk about these things. So I just want to encourage people, again, we're not making disease claims here, but if you want to do further research, use our research tools. So Jonathan, with that said, tell us about the docuseries, Regenesis, and who are the speakers and what are people going to learn?
Absolutely. So Regenesis is exactly as the name implies for those that are thinking about the word to regenerate. And Genesis, the beginning. And so there is this back to Eden concept where if you could get back to the original creation, then you would be in perfect equilibrium. Everything would fire normally. And what we did with Regenesis was seek to give people those tools, those most progressive therapies, all of which they could access from home and use to turn around chronic conditions. So a lot of the speakers are some of the household favorites for those of you guys that are frequently tuning in to cutting edge content. You've got Dr. Lee Aaron Keneally, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, the father of functional medicine, Dr. Francisco Contreras, the founder of the Oasis of Hope Center, arguably the biggest cancer hospital for holistic therapies, Nathan Crane, Dr. John Dempster, a long list, Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Tom Lewis, lots of great folks, Dr. William Pollack, arguably the world's greatest expert in PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field therapy, Dr. Daniel Newsom, very profound experts across the board here with light therapies, Dr. Henry Ely being another one. So many fantastic experts there, the founder of the Hope for Cancer Centers, Dr. Tony Jimenez. And this is a really deep dive into what can turn around, whether, like you said, Mike, there's certainly no disease claims. This is for educational purposes only, not just the interview, but the series also educational purposes only. We're not making claims about, what we can and cannot do. We're citing published studies. We're giving this information. Consult with your local practitioner and let them and yourself make those choices. So that's what this series is about. It's about turning around chronic conditions. It's about helping people get cutting edge answers and getting to the root cause of what's truly going on with their health. And I'm excited to share this.
Well, I think this is absolutely critical because we're living in a time of great revolutions in knowledge, such as, our AI engine. I mean, all of human knowledge of medicine is now at your fingertips for free. It's completely free. That's never happened before in history. But also revolution in healing. And we are moving away from the broken old system. So let's talk, Jonathan, about the fact that hospitals are death centers and they have artificial light. They don't have the right frequencies. They don't have sunlight anymore. Some of them used to throughout history. But today, hospitals are places that just promote sickness and disease for the most part. Now, I understand there are ERs, that can help you following an acute injury, save your life from a gunshot wound in Chicago or whatever. I get that. And I'm not opposing that. Or, emergency antibiotics or emergency painkillers or what have you. But what I'm saying is that hospitals are set up in such an unhealthy way with crap garbage food, McDonald's in the lobby, and then toxic artificial light. Talk to us about why our current Western medical system doesn't understand the role of light in healing.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really unfortunate if you look at history. So 1903 marked the date that Niels Riberg Finsen won the Nobel Prize for light therapy reversing disease. Lupus vulgaris was the case that was published, and it was using UV light, ultraviolet light. So now fast forward and look at 1910, the Flexner Report, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and this new world order of the medical system that meant that anyone practicing natural medicine, which involved light therapies, which involved naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, and that which was passed down for generations through our ancestors from arguably every world culture, everything got railroaded, everything got demonized, except for the petrochemical drug revolution. And as a result, you march forward from this time, early 1900s onwards, and you'll see that proponents of these light therapies, John Harvey Kellogg, Light Therapeutics in 1905, the sanitariums that were using light therapies to reverse chronic disease, and having tens of thousands of documented cases, then became in the background. And so a lot of people lost a lot in that time, and there's been untold suffering. The solutions were often, the proposed solutions were often the death sentence themselves that would kill you quicker than the disease, like what we see with cancer, like what we see with chemo. And then you compare that, because even though this information has been heavily vilified, you look at what has been published over the past couple of decades, and you'll see countless studies, thousands, tens of thousands of studies on light therapy. There's about 80 new studies coming out every month, and there's been over 100 million patients treated with red light therapy with no adverse effects reported. So this is amazing when you look at the fact that a lot of these studies are done on photodynamic therapy, specifically with cancer, finding that it's not harmful to the immune cells, to the rest of the body, to normal fibroblasts, healthy cells, but it is harmful to the cancer cells and is selectively targeting through producing reactive oxygen species like singlet oxygen, which is so powerful in military settings. It has been used to shoot airborne missiles out of the air successfully, and your body naturally produces singlet oxygen. It's highly lethal for not just cancer cells, but any diseased and dying cells, senescent cells. And you have highly selected targeted therapies that in these clinical studies are showing, in some cases, complete remission within short periods of time with small groups of people, and in other cases, larger groups of people. And when they're compared, like let's say the lymphoma study from 2006, showed that the three people in the pilot study all went into remission within a single week for cutaneous B-cell lymphoma after photodynamic therapy for a single week. I'm not saying that's common, but that was an amazing result for that small pilot study. But then fast forward, go ahead.
Yeah, Jonathan, but I just want to add, I mean, that's extraordinary. Sorry to interrupt you, but I want to mention something else that's really important about this. The photodynamic therapy, it has multiple mechanisms of action against carcinomas. And one of them you mentioned is the creation of the oxygen reaction species. But another one, as I'll show in my smoothie here, you know, I'm always drinking turmeric every day in my smoothie. And it turns out that curcumin is one of the many nutrients that is also photoactivated after you ingest it. So this is absolutely critical. And I didn't even realize this until I was actually using our Enoch engine to research all of this. But there are many, many nutrients that you get from foods and herbs, which are potentiated upon exposure to sunlight, even when those molecules are already inside your body, because the sunlight penetrates, especially the longer wavelengths, penetrate deeper into your body. So Jonathan, can you talk about the combination of photoactivation and nutrition, why that's so critical? Because if you're spending a fortune on supplements and food, the way to double and triple the effects you get is to have light.
Yeah, so true. I'm really excited when people understand that, because often people try things and they say, well, I tried this supplement, but it didn't work for me. And it's often because there's one answer for that. Well, it wasn't actually absorbed. And how do you make it absorbed? Well, these are photo sensitizers. So that what you actually were taking that you understood as a standalone therapy actually in many cases is actually a photosensitizer, curcumin being one, berberine being another, and CoQ10 has an effect in that category, chlorophyll. These are examples of substances when ingested in the body have activation points at different wavelengths of light, typically around 660, which is the peak and the deepest color. What you'll see here, where you see a deep red, that's where you'll see, that's a 660. And interestingly enough, curcumin has its peak activation with blue light at around 480, which is fascinating that red, like curcumin is a reddish orange that's activated by blue. Methylene blue is activated by red, so at 660. These are highly they cause the body to be highly sensitive to light. So that's why they're called photosensitizers in a positive way, to make the body more reactive, so to make the mitochondria More reactive to the light to produce more energy, ATP and adenosine triphosphate, produce more reactive oxygen species, help with the circulation of oxygen through the body, activate these processes in the electron transport chain, cytochrome C oxidase and nitric oxide signaling. And these are critical processes. And this is like, it gets kind of nerdy there, but the point is it's activating cellular respiration.
Yes.
Breathing is the most critical thing that you do. The water you drink is the next most critical, and then the food you eat is the next most critical. The most critical is oxygen. You can live without it for the least amount of time. So what the light therapies are doing is that they're helping with cellular respiration, which is how cells breathe. And if you can help your cells get the oxygen they need and use it for oxygen delivery and nutrient delivery, across the body, then now everything is working, everything is functioning, cells have energy to perform all functions, which means detox happens innately within the cells simply because they were prompted by light to be able to perform all functions. And then they go about all cellular repair, regeneration, stem cell production, stem cell proliferation, stem cell maturation. So it's quite a miraculous and wonderful thing.
You're not kidding. And while you were talking there, I actually asked our engine, brightu.ai, about this, and show my screen, check it out. I mean, we already have, I mean, this would have taken thousands of hours of research, but now it's here in minutes. Here are some of the phytonutrients, which are in fact, show enhanced bioavailability and increased potential upon light exposure. Lycopene, you know, from tomatoes, beta carotene, and which also means various carotenoids as well. But you talk about, you know, like spinach and sweet potatoes and carrots. Light exposure, especially UVB light, can increase the production of beta carotene in plants, but it also, in humans, it increases bioavailability. And you hear that answer here in flavonoids as well, including anthocyanins and flavanols. They exhibit increased bioavailability upon light exposure. And light enhances the release of these compounds from plant matrices, making them more bioavailable. Chlorophyll also, and there are others like curcumin in turmeric and many others. So just confirming what you're saying there, Jonathan, I mean, and now, you know, it's really incredible. You have this remarkable hardware, you know, the light, red life devices. And then we combine that with our remarkable AI knowledge base, and it's really something special. Let me mention that, folks, if you want to get some of these devices, go to healthrangerstore.com/redlife, L-I-F-E. And currently, there's 25% off all products in the Red Life category, which is with Jonathan's company, and that's in partnership with the Bright U broadcast. So all of these, like the Red Life Pro 300 Max, if you go here, if you add it to your cart, you're going to see the discount. So there's the discount right there. And now it's cut off 25%. And you can check out all the other products from Jonathan's Red Life brand here at healthrangerstore.com/redlife, L-I-F-E, all one word. And then again, finally, if you want to do the research that I just mentioned, just go to brightu.ai. And if you want to sign up for the docuseries, go to brightu.com. And this docuseries begins streaming October 25th, and it's called Regenesis, and it's free to watch. And you can optionally purchase the whole thing for download if you wish, but it's free to watch. In fact, everything's free here except the hardware, which can't be free because it costs money to make it. But Jonathan, we've never lived at this moment in history where all this knowledge and all these answers is just available at your fingertips. Like, there's no reason for people not to know about these amazing, you know, treatments now.
Yes, it's so true, Mike. And I appreciate you sharing that. As you know, my heart, like your heart, is simply to give people answers and solutions to be able to have hope when you typically just cannot have hope. There are so many conditions that people just live with them. Even the best functional medicine doctors are struggling to get their patients to get better from chronic autoimmune conditions, from cancer, from thyroid conditions. They're typically still managing because they're not using regenerative therapies. And this is where you're only as good as the tools that you use. And that's why we're encouraging people to use the tools that nature has provided by, one, getting out into the light, getting grounded, getting on the earth, and then also using light therapy devices in your home so that you can use tools that will actually regenerate and cause your organs to function normally. So it's not really many things that you could just have one simple tool, which you could use for the whole family, which would be a one-time cost, not like anything else where you have to reorder every month, which is just, it takes a huge burden off and it becomes the cheapest therapy, the one that you definitely want as the foundation. Then you can add supplements and things like that on top. But the foundational therapies really should be these light therapies and grounding-based PMF type therapies, because they then, you know, are used by the whole family. And unlike something else where you'll maybe eventually fall off because you don't order, maybe it's a tough month, you instead consistently have a therapy that will like take you through and last.
Well, I let me add too, if you're already investing in organic food and you're investing in supplements, then you're not actually getting the full investment out of that unless you have it light potentiated.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, you know, you're in essence not getting at least half the value of all of those supplements and foods and superfoods if you're lacking light. Now, for many people, of course, like in the summer in Texas, I can go out and get sunlight, but many people don't live in climates like that. And then it's seasonal because, you know, I can't jog naked in January, even if I wanted to. It's just too cold, you know? And people live in Portland, you know, people live in Canada, people live in London. I'm not sure they've ever seen the sunlight in London. You know, it's like it rains so much there. So that's the role of these devices too. I mean, it's something that you know is going to be there for you. You can wake up and use it reliably, and it doesn't depend on the weather, among other things, or the seasons.
Yes, you got it. You got it. And this is in no way saying that if you have some tools, like, you know, some of the things that you guys have with Health Ranger, these are remarkable tools and having the nutrient density that we need in our bodies. Like it was Linus Pauling said that all disease can be linked back to mineral deficiency. So if you've got things that are working, it's, you know, keep doing the things that work. And I mentioned the study on the thyroid condition, the enlarged thyroid, and the fact that over the 12-month period, 96% went from an enlarged thyroid to a normal sized thyroid, which is remarkable. They were all using selenium, vitamin D, and the light therapy. So they were taking that in supplemental form. So think about how combining these things then can become the most amazing thing to do and actually then get you in remission of that disease. And then the best thing there is that you no longer in needing to reorder these types of things. Like when I say reorder, I mean the drugs that are harming your body that are often the most expensive. So these therapies allow us to get off the drug-based therapies, like what happened with the thyroid study, which was on chronic autoimmune thyroiditis. It had 15 participants. They went on light therapy for 5 weeks. They did a 9-month follow-up, which meant that they were all off light for almost 8 months. And they found that 47% of them didn't need levothyroxine, Synthroid, at all anymore. At all. So they were off it completely. Their thyroid was naturally producing the thyroid hormone by itself. And then the rest of the group, the other 53%, all had a dramatic reduction in how much they needed of the levothyroxine. And if they had have kept going, like with the other study, which was the 12-month study, showing 96% went into remission of that condition, then you arguably could potentially find the same result, that arguably all those people should have got better if they had a better parameters, they kept going on these therapies. So I think that, Mike, this is where we get to give people their hope back. And I've been mentioning thyroid a bit, but it's anything, right? So it's brain fog, it's executive function, it's osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, it's tinnitus, the various types of cancer. And I've got all these studies documented, and we can share some of them. On screen, I can share with you as well. This is an example where we showed the wavelengths here for certain types of cancer. Again, this is not a claim. This was just showing that the wavelengths
this
that
is
we
just
used-
looking at the research.
Exactly. And these were the wavelengths that were shown to be effective against these types of cancer, which you think about this two ways. We think about prevention and we think about treatment. And even if people are doing traditional treatments, conventional treatments, then using these therapies can help people tremendously and has been proven to do so even when people are using conventional therapies, let alone people that are choosing these and other therapies in combination as an alternative pathway on their own discretion, their doctor's discretion. But look at this. So lung cancer, breast cancer, stomach cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate cancer, and you can see 630, 660, you see which wavelengths are responding to the different types of, in this case, cancer, oral cancer, head cancer, neck cancer, brain cancer, cervical cancer, skin cancer. And then you'll see that anything in the 600s is red, anything in the 800s is near infrared, which means you can't visibly see it. So if you, when you see the device behind me, all the near infrared is invisible. And it's the reason why you're seeing all the lights lit up, all the light emitting diodes lit up, is because they're dual, right? So they've got two different frequencies coming from the same light source.
Right.
But then you see all these different types here again. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, well, yeah, I want to mention the following too, because during the day, the wavelengths that are emanating from sunlight, they differ dramatically, yeah. Right? So the later in the afternoon and towards the evening, the wavelengths get longer. And, you know, during high noon, the sun more directly overhead, the wavelengths are shorter. It, predominantly, I mean, they're all there all the time, but they're in different proportions, right? And so, that could be an advantage or a disadvantage. If you are aware of that, then you could take advantage of that to get the kind of wavelengths that you want. But the advantage of the hardware, like what you have, is that it's consistent. It's consistent every time you turn it on. It doesn't depend on the time of day or the seasons or, you know, the angle of the sun. So I encourage people to use both, like to the extent that you can get natural sunlight, especially when you have good nutrition that has like natural sunscreen elements in it. Because if you're eating, you know, carotenoids, for example, then it's much more difficult for your skin to burn upon exposure, by the way. But get sunlight when you can, and then augment it with these kinds of devices so that you can get the wavelengths just reliably, you know, on schedule, any given day, et cetera. Does that make sense, Jonathan?
Yeah, it does. And I think it's fantastic. And then the only other thing to understand with that, on top of what you're saying, is irradiance. So irradiance is the amount of power delivered, typically measured in milliwatts per centimeter squared. And so you can take meters and you could put it up to the sun, and you could take a meter and put it up to a device. And what you'll find is it's exponential when you're close to a device. And so it also matters how close you are to a device. And this is the reason why I believe we're seeing such a dramatic difference in the studies when people are implementing these. For example, we cited a long COVID study that was from the European Society of Medicine, and it was 62 participants, and all 62 go into complete remission after four sessions that were 64 to 84 minute long sessions, and it was over all their organs. There's a lot of people that have had these conditions, like long COVID, that are getting sunlight, but they're still not getting these results. The irradiance is the reason that I'm seeing is why, because you're getting maybe 10, maybe 20 times the delivery. And that's what you'll find as well with PEMF. That's why it's referred to as grounding on steroids, because you're basically channeling the light in an exponential, the Earth's frequencies in an exponential fashion. So that's what you'll see with something like this, which is harder to hold up for the screen here. But these are the types of things that allow people.
Your AI camera tracking is confused.
It's losing its mind. Yeah, right?
It's like, where are you?
Yeah. So this is an example here. It's too big for me to have up completely, but it's a grounding technology that allows people to be able to tap into the Earth's frequency, the Schumann resonance. And when you look at the studies on this, you're finding that there's one study showing 69% of insomniacs no longer had insomnia on PEMF therapy, which is huge, yeah. Because then people without insomniac disease or disorder end up getting better sleep. And when you get better sleep, you're healing better. The studies on osteoarthritis with the knees and showed that even after 12 sessions, then they would do a follow-up 1 month, 3 months plus later, and it was still holding. So the treatments were still working. The people were going to remission for having issues with their pain in their knees. And then this kind of goes across the board.
Well, I mean, but this gets to the key point of why your doctor hasn't been trained on light therapy, most likely, unless they're complementary medicine, and why hospitals don't use light therapy. Because all these conditions that you mentioned are typically treated with high profit prescription drugs. And those drugs just keep making money over and over again for the very wealthy, very corrupt criminal drug companies. Because they don't solve the problem. You know, you take a pill to go to sleep. You take a pill to get up. You take a pill to have an erection. You take a pill to urinate. You take a pill to lower blood pressure.
And then they keep changing the definition of high blood pressure or high cholesterol. They keep lowering the definition to like instantly diagnose 10 million more people with high blood pressure, which is insane. And so there's no money in Western medicine in telling people the truth about the healing power of light. There's just no money in it, and there's no repeat business, and it's just not a profit model for them. So, you know, Rockefeller medicine and all that, it's all about chemicals, not light. And that's what we've been living under for over a century.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Mike. And once you reclaim this, you get back to nature, and the Bible talks all about light from the start to the end. Genesis, let there be light. And then the last chapter, the last couple of chapters in Revelation will explain that there will be no sun or there will be no moon because God will be their light and he will live with them. And they live forever in the presence of God's light. So this is very interesting. And interesting when it in the beginning says, let there be light. God says, let there be light. And then on the fourth day, it says that the sun and the moon were created. So light even precedes the sun. And you'll see verses like Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, that says the sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N, S-U-N, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. And then it says, and you shall go forth as calves of the stall and be in abundance and health. It proceeds to go on to this. But this the sun of righteousness, which is righteousness is correctness. So this is light and correct. And then it says in his wings, but wings is like, what? That's weird. Like, why does it say wings? But the word in Hebrew is projections. This could be another way to describe the wavelengths and the fact that certain wavelengths are correcting certain things because it's restoring equilibrium and it's putting the frequencies of what God has made to restore balance to the body of this is what you're meant to know. This is the frequency. This is what your body is meant to be at. And it permeates through the body, a translucent body that picks this up and chromophores in the body receiving this light, transmitting it like a domino through the body. And all of a sudden, everything is working normally.
Well said. And I would also mention that nobody in the Bible had sunscreen. Okay.
Yeah.
So sunscreen didn't even exist in our world until the rise of the chemical industrial complex, which also gave rise to the medical industrial complex. So sunscreen has been pushed on all of us for our entire lifetimes because they don't want us to have access to the light that heals us. And then they inundate the sunscreen products with cancer-causing fragrance chemicals and PFAS and other chemicals. So they're actually blocking the thing that heals you and absorbing the things that give you cancer. And then they run a giant psyop spanning decades to say, the sunlight's dangerous, the sunlight might kill you. I mean, talk about demonic. Like this is truly a demonic system that we've been living under. And the answer is just like you said, let there be light. Light, you know, God's illumination of our bodies, our healing, our minds, our creativity, our consciousness. The answer has been here the whole time, so obvious.
Wow. Yes, it's so true. Because it's something that is right there and people could get exposed to it, then you have to, if you don't want people to be better, you have to warn people now from it. So then the whole agenda then becomes warning people from it, actually even attempting to block it, which is what you're finding as well.
Fear of the sun.
Yeah, to create that. And even though when you do that, you're going to increase your risk of dying from all diseases if you tell people to get out of the sun. And then, you know, eating all these seed oils and deep fried foods, they're making our skin more sensitive. Then we blame that on the sun instead of our diets and the rancid foods that we're eating, right? So there's a system that we ought to follow, that getting back to Eden, getting back to the natural way of things and getting back closely connected to the earth that God gave us. And really worshiping God through these things that he's given us and giving God the glory, because ultimately this is God that's doing the healing through these things which he has made.
100%. And, you know, there's something else, Jonathan, and I don't even know, I'm not sure if I've even talked about this research with you, but this is something we have to bring up here. You know that exposure to light causes your body to, of course, build up melanin, you know, your tan, right? Did you know that in this study, it shows that melanin-like nanofibers that are just basically biomimicry of melanin, Did you know that it blocks over 99.999% of 5.25 gigahertz electromagnetic radiation? A decibel or EMI shielding efficiency of, look, 48,000 decibels per centimeter squared per gram. And basically, it's minus 68 decibels, which is over 99.999%. So my point here is, Jonathan, is that when your body is exposed to light, which is a healthy, you know, healthy photons, then it actually responds by building melanin in your skin and overcoming melanin deficiency, which is the pale white skin of basement dwellers and pedos or whatever. And, you know, it overcomes that. You build melanin, you have color in your skin, and some of you listening, you have a lot more melanin because your ancestors are from Africa, and that's a big benefit. You know, you're practically immune to cell tower radiation. Did you know that?
That's awesome.
All the black folks listening, you're like automatically immune to cell tower radiation.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. It's true. And the pulse electromagnetic field therapy is also a way to offset all the damage from the EMFs. And because it's interesting, like it's all in the word, right? EMF, electromagnetic frequency. But then you look at the PEMF, pulse electromagnetic field. So it's interacting in the same region or the same structures within the body. And you can see this here. So PEMF is neutralizing the EMFs by restoring cellular electrical balance, restoring the natural electric charge of cells disrupted by harmful EMF exposure, supporting healthy communication, repair, and energy production. It's reducing oxidative stress, boosting antioxidants. PEMF reduces free radical damage from EMF radiation, protecting from cell inflammation. And then you've got supporting nervous system resilience by stabilizing nerve activity disrupted by EMF, supporting better nervous system function and easing with fatigue, headaches, and brain fog. But the studies that have been produced on this are profound. And PEMF and similar electrical or magnetic therapies can safely stimulate the brain and nervous system to help with conditions like depression, epilepsy, migraines, and chronic pain by influencing brain chemicals and nerve function. It's offsetting these issues that people are having. And there's a study there done on electromagnetic fields working to against glioblastomas, depression, knee osteoarthritis, and pain, which is in this case post-operative. And then, working with the immune system. So these are all things that then become profound ways to interface with the issues that we're having, getting into the domain of what's going on. And this was an example on PEMF for fibromyalgia. Remember, this is mimicking the earth. So if you go out into nature, if you were naked, you would be getting sun all over your body and your feet would be on the earth, or your body would be on the earth if you were lying down, and you'd be getting the Schumann resonance, the earth's natural electrical rhythm pulsing through your body, actually working like a it's a magnet based frequency that's going into the body. And what you're doing in these therapies is you're accelerating that and giving that at a much higher intensity and level. And the results for these studies, for example, with fibromyalgia with women, which is specifically with pain, widespread pain and fatigue, the women that got the PEMF treatment experienced less pain, better physical function, reduced fatigue, and improved mood compared to those that got the fake treatment, the sham therapy. And then after the therapies ended, the benefits lasted for at least 12 weeks. So it was effective, and this is a way for people to offset fibromyalgia. There's the clinical study on it in the Clinical Journal of Pain.
So I love, Jonathan, how everything that you say, you back it with a study, right?
Yeah.
You're not just pulling these out of thin air. You've done extensive research. You have all the studies linked, and I want to remind people that this is the kind of information that you're going to get in the Regenesis live stream, or I'm sorry, the recorded stream. It's not live because the interviews were done in advance, but we are broadcasting it live beginning October 25th. That's a Saturday. It starts streaming at brightyou.com. You can register to watch it for free right here, October 25th. All you need is enter your email address. You can optionally purchase it if you wish, but that's not required. And you're going to hear from all the experts and hear about all the studies about this topic, about light therapy. And I think it's just extraordinary, Jonathan, that you've been able to put this together and do all the research and just compile it in such a compelling way. You know, Jonathan, like, this is the missing piece of the puzzle of Western medicine. This is why Western medicine, it just does not work. It just absolutely does not work. I mean, we spend more per capita on healthcare in America than any country in the world, and we are the sickest people in the world, if you look around.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it doesn't have to be that way. And as we get, we reclaim the things that have been stolen from us, as we go back in history, find that this was intentional and it took us away from the earth. It took us away from what God has made, put us into an artificial system with artificial light, artificial drugs. And then as we depart from that, we get back to natural tools, natural food, and natural supplementation to help augment what we're missing. And then we're putting light into our bodies to activate these. Remember, photosynthesis, the plants need it. If they don't have it, they can't convert the nutrients. They need photosynthesis. Our bodies are the same. That's why God designed us to pick up light. And so we're really, you know, light is one example, but we're just giving people many tools through Regenesis to reclaim their life and their health. And when you have loved ones that are suffering, they need to watch this. They need to get plugged in, because if we don't have tools like this, we won't be able to turn the tide on things today.
Yeah, exactly. And now there's so many tools at your fingertips. And I want to mention too, if you want to experiment with some of these physical devices, go to healthrangerstore.com/redlife, L-I-F-E, all one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/redlife. And currently there's 25% off of everything just during the streaming of this program. The streaming again is at brightyou.com. And then the free research engine that I've been demoing here is our new Enoch 2.0, available at brightyou.ai. You can ask it literally anything you want about light, nutrition. You can ask it about remedies. You can ask it about honest money, about history. I mean, survival prepping, food preservation, how to make your own herbal extracts at home, anything you want. It's got it all. So, and also that's free. So much of this is free. The only thing that's not free is the hardware, the Red Life hardware. Jonathan, is there anything else that you want to add here before we wrap this up today?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I think that the big keys to leave people with, a really cool thing is in our Regenesis package. So many people, you guys, everyone should watch this, get your friends and family to watch it. It's a free screening. We've done something really special for people that come to own the package, where we have a portable red light therapy device, which you can see here, which is coming as a free gift inside the program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Actually, by the way, I'll share some inspiring stories to finish this off in the last 2 or 3 minutes here. But this is an example of a red light therapy device that has 5 different wavelengths in it. And with these 5 wavelengths, you're able to get signal the body. You're reaching the deeper layers as well as the shallower layers, because you need to get all the way through. And I had a case by the way, that is 630, 660, 810, 830, and 1060, which is the deepest, and 630 is the shallowest end of red light. We had a woman, Dee Dee. She was a massage therapist. She had to quit a part-time job because she had an 8 or 9 out of 10 pain score. So it was debilitating. It ruined her life. She actually just got this. This is amazing, like, because it's such a small device and such an inexpensive device. And we're actually giving it for free inside the packages if people want to do that. But she went to a 0 out of 10 pain score, reclaimed a $48,000 a year salary, which over the next 10 years is $500,000 in income that she needs to survive over the next 10 years, just to give you an idea of the future, because it doesn't get better. It gets worse when we don't have the right therapies. And so I was just so touched by that. I was so touched by Shannon, who was with Graves' disease, a hyperactive thyroid, who was told that she could never get back to her dream of competing. I'm in Boston right now. She was competing in marathons, and she was bedridden, and she had a marathon coming up in 2.5 weeks. The doctor said, your lab work is terrible. Like, don't even think about it. And so, but she got in front of a full body panel like this over all her organs. This, she used our Red Life panel, her and her best friend, Elizabeth, they were just doing this together. She had it over the thyroid, all over her organs. She went to compete in the New York Marathon 2.5 weeks later. And I'm not saying you could expect this exact thing. I don't know. It's possible. It certainly happened with her, and it's happened with many people. And it's backed, the results, as you've been seeing, is backed in clinical studies. Her lab work normalized. And a 92-year-old with macular degeneration. She'd lost peripheral vision. She couldn't read. I mean, she's old, so you wouldn't expect much. Within the first day, she could read a television, which was a shock to her. Her diabetic nerve pain and neuropathy went away, and she completely restored her peripheral vision. And she can now go eat out, and her name is Joanne. I've tracked these stories, Mike, and they've really touched me, and I really want people to know that there's hope, there's solutions. And finally, just wrapping up, when people are looking at therapies that they need, then look at light therapies that are using the wavelengths that are needed. This has 9 different wavelengths, and that's why you see all the different colors. It's 480, 630, 480, 590, 630, 660, 670, 810, 830, 850, and 1060, 9 different wavelengths. And then what we've tested is the highest level of irradiance, which is over 205 milliwatts per centimeter squared at 3 inches. So
we're almost out of time, Jonathan.
When you combine these factors, you can get your health back. And so anyway, I just wanted to encourage you guys with that. And I'm excited that we can offer this through your guys' store. And this is going to be an awesome collaboration. And I just encourage you guys to get the right tools to get your health back. So thank you so much,
Well,
Mike.
We absolutely support that message. Let me just add, a couple of notes. One is clean up your diet, folks. If you don't already have clean foods and high density nutrition, that's going to work best with the light. You don't want to be living on junk foods and then think that, light exposure is going to solve my junk food problems, right? So you just clean everything up together. Secondly, I just want to say again, as a disclaimer, we are not claiming that these devices can treat, prevent, or cure chronic degenerative disease. And you should work with your naturopathic physician to do what's best for you in your circumstances and do good research and get good professional help and develop a plan. And that plan probably includes light if your naturopathic physician knows what they're doing. So just with those notes, I'm going to wrap this up. And Jonathan, I want to say thank you for your time today. It's always very educational speaking with you. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. You too, Jonathan. Be well on your travels there. Safe journeys. And thank you all for watching. Again, go to brightyou.com, and there you can sign up for the course. It's free to watch, and it begins streaming October 25th. It's called Regenesis, and it features interviews with all kinds of experts. So check that out. And then if you want to purchase any of the hardware to experiment with, you can go to healthrangerstore.com/redlife. And enjoy the 25% off discount during the streaming of this special event. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.